things that we have need to hear, Lord Jesus. We ask the blessing upon your people now this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You can be seated. And we'll just go into the a little Sunday school lesson for the next 30 minutes before the song service. And as you know, we've been going through, if the brothers could pull up the little PowerPoint slide, the book of Hebrews. And I think we've made it to about verse 7. and Hebrews is really trying to, Paul trying to really set the stage of trying to set within the people's minds that of who they believed, and that this is this man Jesus Christ that's come on the scene and began to speak the message that we have heard, that they heard back then in the early church, is more than just a man. As the apostles and the prophet, or the people spoke down through the ages, they kind of gave a little reflection, a little bit of the light. But now this man came on the scene, and they could see clearly who it was that we believe. So let's just kind of review Hebrews 1:1-6. It says, God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets. So at many times, many different ways, somebody was actually speaking to the fathers by the prophets, and it was this one, Jesus Christ, who had now, in verse 2, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, now was actually had ministered to them in the flesh. And they were able to hear him and sit on the shores of Galilee and listen to him speaking to them. And as Thomas did, put his fingers in his side, and they could actually hug this man and talk to him and listen to him. Hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things. And we know appointed because he had an appointment to actually come and die for us on the cross and to fulfill the word of God that he was appointed to do. And he was appointed heir of all things. In other words, he was appointed, being God himself, he was heir of everything, by whom also he made the worlds. So this man that walked on the shores of Galilee is actually the one that spoke the worlds into existence, that spoke everything into existence, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. And in other words, like Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. If you've seen me, you know everything there is to know about the Father. I am the brightness of his glory and the express image of who the Father is. And upholding all things by the world of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, set down on the right hand of the majesty on high. And that verse right there, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, that's got a lot of things kind of packed into that maybe we'll get to, time permitting. Sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. There's so many, it's like everything that Paul says is just so packed full of richness. And so that's what we want to do as we go through this, the book of Hebrews, is just kind of unpack some of these things that Paul's talking about. Being made so much better than the angels. In other words, being made so much better than the ones that were speaking down through the Old Testament. The ones that, you know, so much better than Gabriel. The little bit of light that they could shed as they were going, as they were speaking down through the Old Testament. Gabriel would come to Daniel and shed a little bit of light, and David and all of the prophets would speak and shed a little bit of light. But now here was the one that they were speaking of, made manifest before them, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. And the name that he inherited, the name was Jesus Christ, that he came in the name of the Father. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee, this day have I birthed you? And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. To the angels, to the prophets, which of them did he say that? And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten in the world, he saith, and let all the angels of God worship him. So let's go to the next slide in Hebrews 1-7. It begins to talk about angels. So we'll just kind of sit on this a little bit and start to unpack that, talking about the angels. What did brother Paul really mean when he was beginning to talk about the angels and how this man was more excellent than the angels? He said, of the angels, he saith, who make his angels spirits. I want you to notice how much is packed into their scripture. Spirits, his angels. Now we know, I got these little cards highlighted here. Let me not step away too far from the mic. Angels, the definition in the Greek of an angel is a messenger. So angels are messengers. And a minister is somebody that ministers to people. And of the angels, he saith, who maketh his angels spirits? So the angels, there's something spiritual going on, something supernatural, and his ministers a flame of fire. A minister, a flame of fire. And there's so much goodness here to unpack. So let's go through it and see what the prophet that we believe that came in this last day had to say about these things. Now, go to the next slide. In Hebrews 1:7, and Brother Branham said in the message that he preached in 1951 called The Angel of the Lord, he said, the whole book of Revelation was showed John by an angel. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify. He's quoting scripture. Is that right? So angels are ministering spirits. You usually come in the form of lights. And I truly, personally, as I started to say a while ago with my Bible over my heart, I believe that the angel of God, I've seen it since I was a little boy, and that little cabin they told me he come in, that you seen the picture that the lady drawed last night of a little cabin where I was born, that doesn't make me even equal with the church or the people. That's right. In other words, he was saying, I'm not sharing this to make myself a big person or somebody that you would highly regard in that way. He said, it isn't the idea today who's great and who's not great. The idea of it today is to get people to believe the Lord Jesus. So in other words, we believe in the supernatural. There's a supernatural element. There's a supernatural unseen world that we can't see with our natural eyes. And in that world are these supernatural beings, angels that are moving around that sometimes, you know, people will get a glimpse of something supernatural with a light. And you've heard people testify in some church meetings where they'll look over and they'll see an angel standing there as the preaching of the gospel is going on. So I really want to stress to you that it's not a strange thing for us to believe a prophet that saw an angel, because Paul said, the very first church age messenger, that an angel came and told him not to fear when the ship was wrecked, when he was on his journey. And an angel came and loosed him out of the jail. So we believe in a supernatural element. It's not far-fetched to believe that there are angels. There are angels. The Bible says that angels will visit you unaware, and they might look like just a normal human being. One of my favorite stories is where Brother Branham was, he was going into his home. And he said there was a man with a little flat nose outside, and he told him, he gave him a little warning about, you know, watch out for such and such. I don't remember the specifics. And all of a sudden he disappeared. And it was you take that as something supernatural happened. It was a supernatural visitation. So we believe in angels. But now to really get the sense of what Paul's talking about here, he's kind of bringing the supernatural down to where you can actually, you're actually sitting in a church service and you're actually listening to a messenger. You're actually listening to somebody bring you the word. And so he's actually trying to bring to your knowledge and understanding that the angels that you might be thinking of might not be the angels that he's talking about. And he said, so let's go to the next slide. And of the angels, we're talking about this scripture, Hebrews 1:7. Of the angels, he saith, who makes his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire. Now, Brother Branham said in the message Faith in 1956, he said, now what happened just now? So he's talking about, again, another world. It's an unseen world. There's an unseen world beyond the veil of our flesh that we can't perceive by our natural eye. We become so conscious of looking at one another like this, but there's an unseen world, and it's greater than anything you can see. Now think about that, even as you're sitting here, you know, waiting, we're about to enter into the song service and about to hear the preaching of the word, that there's actually an unseen world that angels could be walking, even your loved ones could be peering over the banister of heaven listening to the word that you're hearing right now. And all of these things cannot be perceived by your natural eye, but yet it's there, because there's an unseen world that you can't perceive. He said there's an unseen world, and it's greater than anything you can see. In this world, in this building here, are evil spirits and war, and Christians anointed, and the angels of God encamped about them, trying to energize them with faith. Now, isn't that just a powerful scripture to think that the angels of God are encamped around about you, and they want you to believe? They're here trying to help you. Now let's keep going on. Let's go to the next slide. And Brother Branham said, in the greatest battle ever fought, he said, now here the Bible comes right back and tells us here that God sends forth angels. What are they? Ministering spirits of glory. Now see, now the kind of picture, he's bringing it down to earthly, where you're sitting at in a service and you're hearing a messenger preach you the word that's been anointed by a spirit from another world, that's been anointed by the Holy Spirit to bring you a message that will help you out of the predicament that you're in, that sends forth angels. Glory, what are they? Ministering spirits. Glory, ministering spirits sent from the presence of God. What to do? Minister his word. They're not to minister some theology of some denominational group, but to minister his word. That's it. Ministering spirits sent forth. How do we know they are? The Bible said that the word of the Lord came to the prophets. Is that right? These angels minister his word through his spirit, minister the word through the Holy Spirit, and the spirit and the word came to the prophets, and the prophets had the word of God. So now we're bringing that down to the earthly, where you can actually sit in church and listen to an angel bring you the word. An angel that's anointed by something from another world, by something supernatural, to give an unction so that they can speak the word to help you. Now let's go to the next slide. He said in Hebrews, now this is where we really nail it down, where Brother Branham was preaching a series on Hebrews, and we got to chapter 2, he began to really nail down what these angels are that Paul was talking about. And he said, what do we find the angels to be? Prophets. God spoke in sundry time. Now you have to make, not our own idea, our own idea might be that we need to hear, we need to put all our confidence on in seeing a light or having some supernatural thing come. But our confidence is on the word of God, not a feeling or a sensation or something maybe some supernatural, a dream that we had or something like. Dreams are nice and dreams are wonderful and we need dreams, but so many times you can't put confidence on a dream, but you can put confidence on the word of God. What do we find the angels to be? Prophets. Now you have to make not your own idea, our own idea, but the Bible. Now the first chapter, the first verse, God who at sundry times in divers manners spake to the fathers by the prophets. Now he goes over here and say again, for if the words spoken by angels were steadfast, and what does an angel mean? A messenger. If God anointed messenger, and then if we be anointed, by the supernatural element, by the Holy Spirit, we are God's messengers. Now let's tie it all together. Let's go to the next slide. So let's tie some of these scriptures together. It says in Hebrews 1:7, and of the angels he saith, who maketh his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire. And now in the last of this first chapter, and verses 13 and 14, it says, but to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits and sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? So again, now he's ministering spirits. He's talking about ministers behind the pulpit. And then he says, Hebrews chapter 2, verse 5 to 6. Now this is what Brother Branham is really talking about. He says, it says, for unto the angels hath he not put in subjection the world to come whereof we speak, but one in a certain place testified. Now who's he quoting? He's quoting David. Now he's saying an angel said, and then he quotes David. So if it was an angel, like a supernatural angel with wings or light or whatever, some kind of supernatural thing, then he would not be able to quote a man that actually spoke these words. The man, David, said, what is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visitest him? So then we kind of can clinch that in the ground that the angels that Paul is speaking of are now these men that have been anointed by something supernatural. Now you can actually go back and listen to Hebrews chapter 2 and the message that Brother Branham preached, where he really clinches that into the ground that we're talking about now men that can actually minister to you. So and let's go to the next slide. He said, see in your body inside of you, we got another question on that directly that'll answer it better. So when inside of you is a spirit, another man, The outside of you is one man. The inside of you is another man. So the inside of you is the supernatural. The outside of you is the physical. And this being, if you are spirit led by God, you became a messenger of God or an angel. God's messenger. God's angel is the very same word. Can't separate it. God's messenger or God's angel. And which has the greatest authority? Now this really clinches it. Which has the greatest authority, an angel from heaven or an angel at the pulpit? Which has it? The angel at the pulpit. Paul said, if an angel from heaven comes and preaches any other gospel to you than this which I've already preached, let him be accursed. So the angel anointed with the Holy Spirit and with the word stands next to God in the heaven, his authority. Now that's something, that's a really weighted quote to read. That an angel in the pulpit, in other words, somebody that's got the Holy Ghost on the inside and knows the correct interpretation of the word, and actually God is building up their faith here that they can actually stand in this element of time in flesh and speak the word out and deliver somebody from their predicament, actually is in a higher place than an angel. And they have greater authority than it. Why? Because they're actually tied in by the new birth with God, with eternal life. And they're speaking from a place like the scripture says, a minister should speak as of the oracles of God, because they're speaking as though they're reflecting the light from within that holy place. They're speaking, they're reflecting out the light of the Holy of Holies so that you can get a glimpse of the eternal things that God wants you to see. Now let's go to the next slide. He said, the greatest battle ever fought. Now, if you go back and listen to The Greatest Battle Ever Fought, Brother Branham really nails down how the benefit of ministers to the church. And see, that's exactly what Paul's laying down here in this chapter. That ministers, in The Greatest Battle Ever Fought, what does Brother Branham say? That ministers will give you something to get you out of the eggshell. They'll give you a gift. They'll arm you with the word to get you out of depression and out of sin and out of that life of iniquity. And things. And Brother Branham says in this message, he said, these are ministering spirits sent from the presence of God to be ministers. To minister what? His word. Not some theology, but God's word. They are ministering spirits sent forth from God to minister. And remember, if it ministers something besides the word, it didn't come from God. Cause thy word is always confirmed in heaven. Always in heaven, the word, God watches over it, and he'll never send a spirit to minister something besides the word. Now let's go to the next slide. And he said, now he begins to talk about Micah. And Micah is one of those stories in the Bible, if you just kind of set your remembrance. There's three kings went to go fight a battle, and they had 400 prophets. And Jehoshaphat said, we need to find a real prophet. So they went out searching for a real prophet. Micah came on the scene. And Brother Branham uses him as an example of what a ministering spirit was, because he didn't listen to all of the stuff that the 400 prophets said. Amen. He was going to stay straight with God's word. Why? Because he was anointed. He was anointed with a supernatural spirit, something that allowed him to see into that other realm. And he had a supernatural understanding of what was actually going to take place. So that made him a ministering spirit. That he was able to deliver a message that was beyond anything that you could understand with the flesh, and was far beyond anything that those 400 prophets, those 400 lying, unbelieving prophets were able to bring. Now, so Brother Branham said in the message, The Greatest Battle Ever Fought, he said why his flues had been cleaned out. And what are your flues? Your memory, reason, consciousness, affection, imagination. In other words, he was discarding all of that stuff. And just taking God's word. He didn't care what he remembered or imagined or thought up. He was just going to take God's word, and that was it. He said his mind had opened up to the word of God, and the word of God only would he believe. That's a ministering spirit. That's a ministering spirit. That's what a ministering spirit is. He said, I don't know what to say now, but I'll tell you this one thing. I'll only say what God tells me to say. Now let's go to the next slide. And Brother Branham said, how do we know they are? The Bible said the word of the Lord came to the prophets. These angels minister his word through his spirit. Talking about angels. These angels minister his word through the Holy Spirit and the word came to the prophets. And the prophets had the word of God. That's the reason they could do the miracles that they did. It wasn't the man. It was the Spirit of God in the man. The Spirit of Christ in the man for the Word of God. What had he done? Cleaned out every channel. God had chosen him and he was anointed with the Holy Ghost. And that's the Spirit, the ministering Spirit. It's the Holy Ghost in the man to minister and to speak out to you and to help you get out of your predicament. Now, so you got to like blend these supernatural, the supernatural element and the earthly element where God can actually get in the earth. Let's go to the next slide and speak out through somebody and help you. Now, so this is, I've got a little picture of the three men that came to Abraham. And so let's read what Brother Bram said about that. So we got a supernatural typing something that actually happened in the flesh in this day. Now, because Brother Bram said there was three angels came to Abraham, the church elected. Two of them went down in Sodom and brought out Lot and his wife and daughters. She turned around, Sodomites burned. So there's three supernatural men that came and spoke. And we know who those men are. But now in this day, let's bring it down. There were actually angels, fleshly men, that were speaking out to deliver a message. And Brother Brown compares two of them. He said two of them, a modern Billy Graham and an Oral Roberts, in this day, his messages went down into Sodom, preaching the word, blinding them with the word. To disbelieve the word, you are blind. The preaching of the gospel blinds the unbeliever. And that's what Billy Graham and those evangelists are doing, blinding. So I'm really nailing down this morning that the angels, these ministers, the Oral Roberts and Billy Graham were earthly ministers that were anointed to preach a message, to deliver a message, because that's what an angel is a messenger. And they've got a message. And so they had a message. But now there was a third one. Now, the Lord himself that actually came down and he had a message. So maybe just meditate on that for a little bit. Let's go to the next slide. And we'll be done in just a few more minutes. And can go on into the song service. And it says in Hebrews chapter 2, Brother Brown preaching again. He said, For if the word spoke by angels, what do we find the angels to be? Prophets. Now let's go to the next slide. I'm running through some of these kind of quickly, but I think you get the idea. And Brother Brown said in discernment of spirit. Now this is what confuses people when you get into what a New Testament prophet is. Brother Brown said a New Testament prophet is a preacher. We all know that. Just any minister that's a preacher is a prophet. A New Testament prophet, if he's prophesying, preaching, not try to edify himself to make a big name or to edify his organization. And then go down to the next verse. He said, now, if we'll notice the motives and objectives of the Old Testament prophets, them men had one objective, and that was Jesus Christ. They had one thing that their whole theme of the Old Testament was built around, the coming Messiah. In other words, their whole objective was Jesus Christ. It was not to build up a big following, not to amass a great big pile of money, not any of the things, popularity, anything like that. Their whole motive was Jesus Christ. So let's examine that word prophet, and maybe we'll take that into the next week as well. But the word prophet in the Greek lexicon and Greek writings, an interpreter of oracles or of hidden things. In other words, they're speaking by supernatural anointing to interpret, to actually speak what the word says. One who moved by the Spirit of God and hence his organ or spokesman solemnly declares, Spirit of God and hence his organ or spokesman solemnly declares to men what he has received by inspiration. So a New Testament prophet, preacher, is going to be speaking by inspiration. And we'll get into the difference between what a New Testament prophet is and what a prophet is in the fivefold ministry and what a prophet is that would be over the seven church ages, the kind of prophet was all these different kind of things, because I think sometimes it kind of confuses people. When you talk about a New Testament prophet, preacher, you begin to wonder, well, are you saying that they've got the same kind of gift of discernment and all these kind of things that like Brother Branham did? It's kind of putting different labels on things so that you can be, the New Testament prophet is someone that speaks under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit to preach the word under inspiration, like Brother Branham was saying in The Greatest Battle Ever Fought, to get you out of your predicament, to help you, to loose you from your sins, to build up your faith to a place where you know that God has done something for you, that He cares about you, to bring up in your mind the question of whether or not you care or not, and why that's important. And he said, so in 2E down there at the bottom, he said, men filled with the Spirit of God. And the musicians can start coming forward, and we'll start transitioning to the next part of the service. Of men filled with the Spirit of God, who by God's authority and command and words of weight, pleads the cause of God and urges salvation of men. And that's a New Testament prophet. And that's why we're talking about in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 7. And of the angels, he saith, who maketh his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire. And maybe just take that and meditate on it through the week, and God bless you, saints.